Hey, there's life on Mars. Sorry, I might have got ahead of myself. NASA's Curiosity rover has recorded a burst of methane, and it lasted 2 months at least. And apparently that means there could be life on Mars. How? I don't know. We have a research filter for that.
Is it science?
Dr. Rod Lamberts is the man. He's from the Australian National Centre for Public Awareness of Science at the ANU in Canberra. Rod, methane means life. Is that right?
Well, methane could mean life. Right. I'm here to ruin all your hopes and dreams, as usual, Waleed.
Oh, God. Is it just because I overstate things sensationally? That's the problem, really, isn't it?
Well, if I understand where you're going to next, that could be handy.
Hoi! He's off!
Buzzing!
Well done. Yeah.
Does that mean I'll never be a guest now? I had a feeling.
Yeah, okay. This is the last time I'm going to speak to you, that's for sure.
God damn it.
Yes.
Methane. Yes, methane apparently means one of two things.
Right.
It either means there are methanogens, or organisms that produce it as a waste product, mm-hmm. so life. They're probably not driving cars or flying spaceships, but nonetheless, potentially life.
Yes.
Or byproduct of geological processes which need heat and liquid water to make that happen. So that could suggest nice conditions where life might exist.
Right. So either way you cut it, it's a positive sign towards the existence of life. There's no other explanation. That is simply...
There's no other explanation. That's a bit of a leap, but it's the second version means there could be conditions where life might exist. The first one means life is kind of spewing out this methane. So,
right. But there's nothing that is just like, doesn't say anything at all about life. That is entirely neutral as far as this is concerned.
Nothing says, my God, having found this, that proves there isn't life there.
Yeah, okay.
Does that make you feel
yeah,
better?
Yeah, well, it does. It lets me hang my sensationalist hook on something, at the very least. Yeah. Is it likely that there was life?
Well, it's certainly giving people a lot of hope. They've also found in other studies evidence of carbon-based organic molecules in rock samples, which isn't life itself, but it's part of the precursor, mm-hmm. so essential ingredients. And the big thing about this, really, the summary is it's these changes, these swift, geologically speaking, changes in the presence and then absence of methane, because methane decays pretty quickly.
Right.
Quickly in geological time means hundreds of years, but for it to appear and disappear in a couple of months is there's something going on Mars.
Ah, good.
It's H.G. Wells and singing some songs, but there's something going on Mars.
You should have brought your music with you, Rod. But
I didn't think of it.
I like the report. I'd also like the idea that I can lose weight by breathing. Is it true? Because I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, I hear you're very good at that. I'm very good at that. Do you get rid of fat via breathing? Yes. Are you likely to do the gasping diet and somehow just sit around puffing and panting and losing weight? No. I know. I'm just
you're
here to ruin all
everything,
Christmas cheer.
Huh? This is terrible.
I'm a terrible human being.
Yeah.
Well, no, this is a phenomenon that some folks have looked at what's already happening in terms of how we metabolize fat, which is the kind of fat they're talking about here, triglycerides, carbon, oxygen, and the other one, hydrogen. And when you metabolize them, they turn to CO2 and water, a lot of them anyway, and they're just looking at the extent to which we get rid of that stuff via breathing, and we get rid of a lot of that proportionally via breathing. However, there's some great quotes in here. I'm going to be quoting you some stuff here. I like this. Physical activity as a weight loss strategy is easily foiled by relatively small quantities of excess food.
Yes. Okay.
Hooray. There's a great summary. And I really like that they summarise at the end as well, reinforcing this reinforces the often heard refrain of eat less and move more. So they've come up with something theoretically quite interesting to talk about proportions of CO2 and carbon being blown out by our breathing.
Yes.
But in terms of a weight loss strategy, you've got to do more than breathe.
What if you breathe really hard?
And frequently.
Yeah.
Then you may... No.
No?
I want to make it better for you, but I can't. Look, the main sort of conclusion of this is that there are some misperceptions about how we deal with fats and so on, and that the textbooks in university biochemistry courses perhaps should reflect this from this point forward. Hooray. Yeah. There's a result we can all use.
Great.
But yes, you can't breathe away that muffin, I'm afraid.
Yeah,
you
also have to exercise. Yeah, it's not quite the same as saying that, which was really what I was after. So there's nothing, you can't even give me one of those sciencey hedging phrases like correlation or consistent with or anything like that.
Oh, no, I can tell you that the sciences and the models and the equations are all very clear and lovely. They just don't help us.
Yeah, right. Okay. But the study's good. You released
the study looks fine. The study looks fine. We just can't do much with it. We've just got to eat less and move more.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Damn it.
I'm sick of studies that tell me stuff we've already known for ages that we don't wish were true.
There's a lot of that, unfortunately.
Anyway, can we talk about Nintendo?
Yes,
because
we can.
I understand that Nintendo can threaten your life. And I hope that's not being sensationalist, but it's something I care about because I think it's not going too far to say I was one of the best Mario Kart 64 players in the world.
I hear that's how you got the job at Radio National.
Yeah,
actually.
It is, actually.
Yeah, it was
a very, very strange interview process, but I was thankful for it.
Well, were you the guy who had the seizures in 1984? Were you that first person who had seizures related to... It was, in fact, Mario Supercart, I believe.
No, I wasn't. I came in at the 64 stage. I waited for all that to be ironed out, and then I came
Well, this study's great. I mean, the British Medical Journal actually does a Christmas edition, and I like to imagine it's covered in mistletoe, but I don't believe it is. However, they do interesting stories, and some of the stuff they reviewed here, we're talking about phenomena like Wii-itis, which is to do with a Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, okay.
And we're getting, if we want to go extreme here, there are people who, one patient using a Wii in particular, under the title Surgery with a double I, apparently needed a resection of an infarcted bowel because they were doing something to do with their exercises on the Wii Fit and got a strangulated hernia.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Is it to do with the Wii or is it just the exercise?
It's the exercise, I think. Right. But there's a great one here. In the early 1990s, we go back to early Nintendo, Nintendo-related incontinence, both number ones and number twos. And I love this. In all cases, they were successfully treated in these younger children by explaining how to pause the game.
Of course. That's a hell of a prescription. I hope you've been to medical school before you dole that information out.
Yeah. Did you know if you stop the game, you don't have to wet yourself, I think is it should be printed on the side of the box.
This is an outrage. But it's a fantastic note on which to end, Rod. Thank you. Thank you for your contributions over the journey.
Well, thank you for having me, Waleed, and good luck in the other place.
Thank you very much, the place that you clearly love so much.
I do.
Dr. Rod Lamberts from the Australian National Centre for the Public Awareness of Science at the ANU, our final research filter with me in the chair. Actually, we'll have one of the research filters will be represented in tomorrow's broadcast from the foyer at the ABC in Melbourne. But the news is upon us soon in the next hour, the best of RN Drive from the last 3 years.